You're listening to Advocate Radio, the Lake Highlands podcast, and also today, especially for the Lakewood East Dallas podcast, too. I'm Carrie Mitchell, an editor at Advocate, and with me today are our regular podcasters, Carol Toller.
Hello, glad to be here.
And Ellen Raff.
Hi.
And also with us today via Skype is Councilman Sheffy Cadane.
Thanks. Hi.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We asked him to join us today for our conversation because we've been wanting to talk a little bit about Winfrey Point and White Rock Lake, the Arboretum, and all of the activity going on down there. There's been a lot of coverage on our website. If you haven't read it, you could probably go back and find a lot of information. But we wanted to just kind of have a conversation because we still had some unanswered questions, which is why we're so thankful that Councilman Cadane is here to talk with us. To start off, obviously, this has been a big issue for people who care about White Rock Lake and who live in the neighborhood. The question for one of the questions we have is essentially how all of these parts interact together. You've got Winfrey Point, which is part of White Rock Lake Park, the Arboretum, which we think is part of White Rock Lake Park, but there's kind of some different relationship with the city there. And then there's also been discussion about property up and down Garland Road that is being bought or looked at for parking. And Councilman Cadane, what we're trying to kind of understand a little bit more is how the city is involved in all of this. What kind of responsibilities and or, I guess, power does the city have over all of these different segments around the lake?
Well, the city actually doesn't operate our parks and our lakes. The park department does. They have a 15-member board. Each council person has a member on that board, and that board operates what goes on in and throughout our city parks. Used to the zoo, you know, we've privatized the zoo, and then we've got the Arboretum, which belongs to the city and the Parks Department. It is operated by a nonprofit organization. And I guess what our ins and outs there would be, the park department would maybe do their ordinances and their laws and what happens on that property and approves what does go on within that property. They have the ultimate approval.
So let me just to clarify, it sounds as if then, as far as the Arboretum land is concerned, it is owned by the city, but the Arboretum itself is operated by a nonprofit entity. Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then, so as in terms of what happened with the Winfrey Point temporary overflow parking, that decision was totally up to the park board. Is that what you're saying, that the city council
That is correct. That had to have approval of the park department.
Okay, but not approval of city council necessarily.
Not at all.
Okay, so at what point then did you find out about what was going on with the
at that point I found out what was going on, and that people were referring to what the Arboretum was fixing to do is concrete the park, and at that point is when I stepped in with them and let them know that we don't want concrete in the parks, and that's not what we're there for. And you know, they did come down on the Arboretum, but I guess the parks are the ones that did approve it and approved them to be able to do that. And that was a unanimous decision by the Parks Department. So we went to them and talked to them and said, look, we don't want concrete there. Oh, we're not concreting. Well, we don't want to see future concreting either, so we need to know what your plans and your desires are. Now, and to be good to the Arboretum, they're not the only ones that were parking there. I mean, they were using that to park all of our races and the things that were going on within the lake. And that is a problem. That's still a problem today, is to find out where we're going to be able to park these folks and how we can get their races started. I, at one point, talked with the county, and the county came along with us, and we actually made a bridge going from the YMCA down there on the corner, and we were going to park cars there and run all our races from there, which would have been a good situation. Now that property's being has been sold, and there's going to be other things happen there.
Are you talking about so, right there at Garland and Gaston?
Garland and Gaston.
Lincoln Property mm-hmm. Company. Okay.
Yeah, and we were, that's where I wanted to see things start happening. That would keep the parks out of our lake proper. And also, we were having a lot of problems with the runners parking in the neighborhoods.
Right.
There were some neighborhoods where they couldn't even get out, and if you needed an emergency vehicle in there, you couldn't get them in there, so that's a problem.
So, and when they're parking in the neighborhoods, you're talking about people crossing Garland Road, sometimes safely, sometimes not safely. It becomes a, you know, not just a traffic hazard and a parking hazard, but a safety hazard.
Well, that could be, yeah. And at some point, if we are going to have parking over there across Garland, that's probably for the Arboretum proper, and hopefully we'll get a bridge or an underground tunnel or something to get people across safely. We will be putting up a signal light, is my understanding, is what we're going to do in order to get people across there safely.
A signal light so, in addition to the one at Lakeland, I guess?
Yes. Okay. I think it's a little, yeah, I think it's further back from Lakeland. It'll be a new signal.
There was, real quick, as far as the runners go,
yeah.
The runners were prohibited from parking on the grass at Winfrey Point, and there were signs at the same time when the Arboretum was being allowed to use it as overflow parking. Do you know anything about that, and do you know who put up the no parking signs on the grass?
No, I don't.
I think that's part of what kind of ticked a lot of people off, and same for the baseball moms, you know.
Yeah.
When some of the people had been told you're not permitted to park on this spot, and
yeah,
then,
but everybody else could,
right? Or not everybody else, just Arboretum people.
Yeah.
I think that kind of selection.
Well, I don't think that's true, and I don't think it was just the Arboretum. And yes, as of late, they've told them no, don't park, and they were parking on the property. My understanding, they were parking on the property right next to the ballpark, closer to the lake. If you know which part I'm talking,
the runners.
And this property was on the other side of Emerald Isle, and I don't know when they did it, but I've been told by the park department they've allowed the runners to park in there.
So
now that's prior to. As of late, they've been putting signs up, no parking,
yeah,
and they're supposed to be picketing them.
Yeah.
So you may be right. They may have come along and said, well, wait a minute, you put no parking for the rest of them, how come you're letting the Arboretum park there?
And they're not. And it sounds like we're not really sure who the authority is.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't have any problem, you know, following that authority. It's just that there's not really clarity as far as the neighborhood.
It sounds like it's the park department.
Yeah, but there's not clarity as far as the neighborhood or the users.
Well,
who's got.
You're right. The neighborhood doesn't know, and they need to know the park department is the authority in the park.
So as far as people who are concerned with this and who want to stay on top with this, they need to be going to, I guess, the park department, the park board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, they do, but let me tell you, I'm actively trying to work in this and trying to keep up with it, because we've got to find parking for the Arboretum, and it's got to be outside parking. So that's a process we're going through, and we need to try to help them find outside parking. And I want to see that garage continue to move forward, and let's get busy getting the garage done. That was kind of a problem there.
The one on Garland Road. Right
on Garland Road, yes,
okay.
I am. I sure am. And I think we need to get busy trying to get that moved forward. What we did was we approved them to do revenue bonds, and that's the way we were going to fund it, and let's go forward with it. So
has there been any opposition to the garage itself? There have been comments on our website about opposition to it. I don't know
That's a done deal.
Okay, so it's
that's already been approved. There may have been opposition to it to begin with, but it's already been approved, and it's all they got to do is build it.
So
the zoning and everything is done.
It's done. So that thing can become a garage. So all that's holding it up is the money, then.
Yes, it's the money.
It's the money. And I
feel like we found a way to do that because we were able to do it with revenue bonds.
Okay. So is the Arboretum going to pay for that, or is the city?
The Arboretum going to pay for it?
Well, bonds.
The revenue bonds will pay for it, and it'll the use of the parking garage will go to pay off the bonds.
Okay. So essentially the city will pay
about?
For the initial... City will be involved with the initial bond money, and then as the Arboretum makes money off of the parking garage, it will pay it back.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Wow.
And so is that garage going to be able to kind of take all of the parking that we're looking for? Is that enough? Or are you talking about?
I don't think it's enough, and I'm trying to think how much it is. I actually forgot the. I don't want to quote a number because I don't want to be wrong on it, but we do need more parking. That probably won't be enough parking. So we're in the process of looking for more outside parking, and there's a couple of spots we're looking at which won't affect the lake.
Okay.
And that's what we have to continue to do.
Meaning, and when you say it won't affect the lake, won't be on the lake parkland?
That's correct.
Well, I know I'm a person who enjoys using the lake. I think all of us here really do, and we're happy that you are willing to talk to us about it. I know I have worked on a project where parking was a problem. It's a nonprofit organization called Chi Omega Christmas Market, and it's parking is a problem for a lot of different organizations, and it's very frustrating when people question or second-guess solutions. And I know that it's been frustrating for all of you guys at the city, at the park board, at everybody who've been second-guessed. I guess my question is, has that been a frustration? Have you gotten any good ideas from some of the groups that have... Have you gotten any ideas from them, or has that just been a thorn in the side? What's that been like?
Well, I don't think we've had any suggestions. Yeah, there's been suggestions. We had some said, look, there's property across the street there. Go buy that property. Well, they're in the process of looking at that property also, and they have been. But then you've got the same problem you had with the garage. You had the neighborhood didn't want it on that side. So wherever you go, you're going to have to find parking to where it could be amenable to everybody. But we have purchased, I believe they're in the process of purchasing, where they sell the logs over there, and there's another building they're looking at, I think. And so they're in the process of looking at that, and they're in the process of looking, trying to get parking outside of the park. And that's what we have to keep them motivated on is we don't want it in the park. Let's put it outside, and then let's bus them in if we have to.
Okay.
And that's where I think we're headed with all of this. We're not. I don't want to see our parks filled with parking lots. And also another thing came up was about our baseball park down there. Well, they were saying that you're going to move the baseball park. You're going to take them out. I'm the one that had them put those parks back together and get them in there. That little park has increased our little league by leaps and bounds. I think they had like 400 to 600 members, and they got over 1,000 members now. So, I mean, that's a big asset to our lake. And I told them, I said, look, you need to have something here for the kids also. And this is perfect. And there's no way I want to see that go away. And they said, I'm fixing to move it. I'm fixing to move that. And I told them, that's not true. I said, what I'm doing is if anything ever does happen to those fields, I'm making sure we got a place to go. And we do. We got a place to go. They told me we can go to Norbuck. And at that point, we'll get 4 fields. We'll have lighting, we'll have parking, we'll have everything. that we need down here. And I am in the process of trying to move forward and getting those things at White Rock at that ballpark. So I'm totally behind our ballpark. And I think it's a great asset for our city, and I think we've done wonders to help revive Little League here. So I don't know whether they got that idea that I was trying to move them, because I'm not. And the park department is not either. They're not going to move those ball fields. Not now.
That's great to know.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. And those are things we need for our kids, and we need stuff like that in our parks that our kids can utilize them.
That's really true. Now, the question I have at the end of all this is, now that no one's parking at Winfrey Point, and the Arboretum is certainly going ahead with the Chihuly exhibit, do you know if they've had any parking problems?
I don't know, and I was trying to check into that, and I hadn't done it, but I'm going to find out since it's been going on, if they have had any. But I don't think they're turning anybody away. I just don't know that. I can't tell you.
I've been down there twice and haven't had any trouble parking. Do you think the negative publicity has kept people away?
Well, I don't know. I think there has been some negative publicity about the Arboretum, which I'm very sorry for, because it's not. That's one of Dallas's biggest assets right now is our Arboretum. It's a world-renowned Arboretum. People come from all over. They'll come from all over the nation right now to see the Chihuly exhibit. And it brings funds to Dallas. It's economically vibrant. It's just the things they're doing out there, I feel, are the right things. But there's a point in time where we got to say, look, this is it. That's all we can get out there, and let's do what we can. And we will find outside parking. Parking's not, we're in the process of doing that now, and I can't tell you what, where, or when, because we don't want to hurt anything. We're looking at some properties, but we have to kind of, you can't talk about it until you put them on contract, because once, if they hear the city's after something, boy, the price doubles. That's just what happens. So you got to try to keep things a little quiet until you can find them. But we're looking for properties.
There were several studies conducted, one of which was the proposal to pave Winfrey Point. And it sounds like you never saw those before they were in the media. Is that the case? And the Arboretum says they never saw
them. Well, I do not recall seeing those.
So to do a study like that, the parks doesn't have to get approval from the city council, is that correct?
That probably would not have to get approval from the city council.
Because
that would be the, unless they had, yeah. Now, if they had to change it and rezone that property to put parking, yes, they would have to come through the city council.
But the city council doesn't need to know that there's a study being conducted, or multiple studies being conducted, I believe.
Yeah, well, now they may have given, they try to brief the council on what they're doing, and there has been time from time where they do come and brief us on what's going on and what their plans are and what they're trying to do. And they may have briefed on the Arboretum and what they're looking at and maybe future plans, but, you know, they're just plans. I mean, nothing's been implemented.
But also, to conduct a study like that, I mean, I would imagine it's fairly expensive and that experts are called in to see how those things would work. So I assume that everything that's in those maps, including the paving of Winfrey Point, is still a possibility. Correct?
I don't know that. I'm sorry. I don't. I would not think it is.
Would it have to go through the city council?
It would have to go through there to change the zoning on it.
But if there's no zoning change required, the question, could it still go? Could paving still happen without the city council approving it? Maybe.
Well, now I don't know about that. I don't think so. If they were going to put a parking lot up there, I think they would have to rezone that as parking and not parkland in order to do that. So I'll have to check into that. I can't give you a clear answer on that.
Okay. That's okay. Thanks for checking into it for us. That would be an interesting thing. I think that's been one of the struggles of this whole thing, has just been people who do care about the lake, who live here in the neighborhood, and just trying to figure out, where do I go for answers? Where do I go to find out more? Where do I go to stay involved? That's another question.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also hard when you see that there's two different sets of experts saying opposite things. Because, you know, the experts on one side say Blackland Prairie, and the experts on the other side say weeds that need to be mowed. And, you know, in several different situations, it seems like, you know, I'm not smart enough to figure out which one's telling the right story. So it's hard to know what it's, you know, and I guess it gets back again to the second
question. Yeah, which expert do you listen to?
Right.
I've not heard the experts from the other side. I don't know who they are. And the ones that they had from the Arboretum had, I don't know, I don't know that they're the right ones either. So
this has just been a confusing
I can't answer that question about the Blackland Prairie. I can answer the question that we're not putting concrete there.
Okay.
And I feel like that's good, and I think by what the neighborhood did come up with and said, wait a minute, not in our district, not in our city, we don't want this out here, and I think they did a good job of getting that forward, and it's been stopped.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing. So,
well, I have a question. How do you weigh the good of the city versus the good of the neighborhood? And, you know, you're a councilman representing that district, but you also represent the whole city. And I guess this is kind of a broader question. How do you do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to look at the entities, and both of the entities are fantastic assets for this city. And they're both
You mean the park and the
Arboretum? They're both assets of the entire city. They're both hold on.
Someone's interrupting.
He's got other things.
I can't think. I never think that. They're signature parks. Both of them are. They both belong to the entire city. So, you know, I'm one voice on the council, and I think and hope that my council listens a little more to me than all of the council put together, because it is in my district. So we give a little more leeway to that. But it is a signature park. It does belong to the entire council. And they have a right to speak on it. Now, as far as them together, I think the Arboretum serves one purpose, and I know the lake serves one purpose. And at some point, we got to realize they're separate. They don't go together. One does one thing and one does the other. So, and I don't think that's going to be a difficult problem to keep them separated and to keep them different entities. So, I just don't see a problem there.
Is this going to put you at conflict with the rest of the council, or has it?
Not yet. No, it has not yet. Now, you know, our Arboretum is a nationally, like you say, known entity, and people come from all over the world to visit and see it. And I don't, you know, I cannot talk down about the Arboretum. I think they got in a situation there and got caught in between two sides. And I think it should have, the parks or the park department's one decided, yeah, you're going to have problems there, so let's just go ahead and put these cars out there in the field.
Right.
They just got caught in the middle. And, you know, some people said a lot of bad things, I think, about the Arboretum, which I don't think is true. And I think they want to see the right thing done, and they're feverishly looking for outside parking now. And they don't want to go in there. They're not going to go in there. So they want to work with us, and I think that's great. I mean, that's a big positive. So I just hope we get together and we get with our neighbors and everybody get together. And when we do have these meetings, and when we do, right now, I'll tell you, the parks are kind of dormant. They are doing nothing. They've stepped back, said, let's look at the whole picture. We're going to look at the whole thing all over again. We're not going to do anything now. So that's a good thing. And once they do start talking and start deciding, well, maybe this will work, maybe that'll work. That's the point. I want to be transparent, and I want to go to the neighbors and say, look, you and the park department, let us know. Here's what we're going to do, or here's what we want to do. Let's get your opinions and your input.
So you're saying that once there are some kind of firmer plans formulated, your plan is then to go to the neighborhood groups and the various groups that are supportive of the lake and get their input on it?
I do.
Okay.
And the way you, and just like they're looking for outside parking, I think they'll go to the neighborhood for that. Once they find it, and they know they're able to contract on it, I think they'll go to them with that and say, hey, guys, here's what we've got. Here's what we're looking at, and this is what we want to do. What's your ideas and what's your thoughts?
Okay.
That's what I want to see happen, and I think it will.
Great. My overall sense from you in talking today is that you are very cognizant of the need for more parking at the Arboretum, but you're also very firm that you don't want to see that happen at White Rock Lake Park, nor do you want to see anything change with the ball fields there. So that's where you stand on all this?
Okay, everything except the ball fields. I do want to see some changes there.
Oh, okay, all right.
I want to see some lights. I want to get that restroom fixed up down there.
I would also
like to see a small concession stand there. A lot of people may not like that, but that's what a ballpark's all about.
Those
things I would like to see happen there. And no, I don't want to see any more parking there.
Great.
And not concrete. We're going to have, and I think we've got enough parking. I'd like to see him redo the Arboretum parking, make it a little better. I mean, that parking up there is kind of ratty, I think. Just resurface it and make it better. So, you know, we may put a few more cars in that spot. But as far as putting more concrete there, I'm totally not for that. And I am for continuing with our ball fields there.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We're going to wrap up this conversation about the lakes, but we really appreciate you discussing with us on the podcast today. Hopefully we can do this again on other topics in the future.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure, and when we do get something going forward with the parks, the neighbors are going to hear about it.
Great. We hope so. Thanks.
Okay.